السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over the receivers, and also all Radio Islam listeners, those who have switched on and are listening into Radio Islam in the Transvaal, and they have also joined us. Nevertheless, as you know, that Thursday night it is our Majlis of Zikr, and in this Majlis of Zikr we talk about the Zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Many times, 120 times, we have already said that the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not just Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, reading some tasbih or some wazifas. The zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the application in one's life of all the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's orders, hukam, His command, whatever order of Allah is directed at a person at whichever moment, the fulfillment of that hukam, that is zikrullah. Sometimes it will be do something, and sometimes it will be stay away from something. So whether it is the doing of something or the staying away from something, but if it is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the person is fulfilling that hukam, then that is the true zikrullah. So the person's business can be zikrullah. The person's learning and teaching is zikrullah. The person's caring for his children and upbringing them is zikrullah. The woman's taking care of the needs of her husband or looking after the children and playing the role of a housewife, that is also zikrullah. The husband's going out into the marketplace and earning and bringing the bread and milk and paying the rent, light and water, accounts, all that is zikrullah. So this Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar and tasbihat and wazifas are intended to strengthen the iman of ours and the conscious realization that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all times watching us, and every minute there is some hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala directed at us, and we must fulfill that hukam. So it is to strengthen that when the person will take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in abundance, then the love of Allah Ta'ala will develop in that heart. And when the love of Allah Ta'ala will develop in that heart, then it will become easy for him to do those things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with. At present things are very, very difficult because we don't have the steam of love. That steam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love, when it enters the heart, then the person can move mountains. The people who give their lives in jihad, what is it that makes them give their lives? Is that steam of the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise it's not easy to give a life. So to develop this steam that will move this engine, we have the zikrullah, the tasbihat, the wazifas. So both zikrs, the positive and the negative, are essential to do those things that Allah Ta'ala has ordered and to stay away from all that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. I mentioned in one of the zikr majlises the incident related or a story given by Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, as in by way of example. He says that there was a king, and this king, he lived in a big palace, or there was a big fort, and there were five canals that were bringing water into this fort. five canals were bringing water into this fort. So because of that, everybody was very happy in the fort or in the palace. They were enjoying themselves. They were singing, dancing, merrymaking. There was ghaflat anil akhirah, complete indifference and negligence in their lives with regards to the hereafter. Everybody thought that this world is the world that they must live and enjoy themselves in. And they said everything is coming quite easily and everything is available and water too is coming plentiful. Five canals bringing water. So some wise man told the king that, oh dear king, make some arrangement to dig some well at least inside the fort, inside the palace, inside the courtyard. Because this water is coming from the outside. If somebody has to put a stop, if the enemy has to cut off that water, then you will be in serious problem. You'll have no water. Your people will die of thirst. So the king said, there's five canals bringing water. Why must we waste our time digging a well inside here? Enjoy yourself. Forget about the enemies. Nobody will do anything. Then a day came when the enemies saw that the water is all going into the fort, into the palace from the outside. So the best way is to cut off this outside source and put a stop to the water entering and put a siege outside the fort. So after some time, they will die of thirst. There will be no water. So when they did that, now the king and his people, everybody started regretting. Why did they not dig up a few wells? Why did they not make arrangement for that water inside? Why did they depend solely on the water that came from outside? But it was too late. Now it's an example that he gives, but he gives a big lesson through that example. They say it was too late, so they all died of thirst and nobody came to their assistance. So he said, this is exactly our case, that our ears, our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our noses, the five senses. So these are the five canals that are bringing enjoyment into this heart. At present we watch and we take enjoyment. All the filth and all the dirt and all the haram things that we view with our eyes, it gives us great enjoyment. We are watching it and great enjoyment. The person is getting enjoyment. His passions are rising high. And he thinks that he's enjoying himself. Then enjoyment is coming through the ears. The women are singing, or the film actors are singing, and the music is playing. And there's great enjoyment that's coming through the ears, or listening to the ghibat, or listening to other haram. Now there's great enjoyment that's coming into the heart. Then there's enjoyment coming through the tongue. Some people are enjoying their wine, some are enjoying their liquor, some are enjoying their drugs, some enjoying their other haram items, or with the tongue, all the other haram that a person engages in. So all that enjoyment is going into the heart. All the enjoyment is through the nose. The person is following that woman on the street because she's got the most expensive perfume in the country on her body or on her clothes. And he's inhaling the fragrance and he's going closer to her and following behind her. Or some illicit love relationship that the person is in. And then there's great amount of fragrance on the body of that woman that he's involved with. Now he's inhaling that. And he thinks that he's enjoying himself. There's enjoyment coming into the heart. There's pleasure that is coming. Or the touch of his hands, the touch of his lips, and so many other touches. All that bringing enjoyment. So now some Allah Wala tells the person that this is all haram, enjoyment and pleasures. These canals which are bringing this enjoyment into your heart, one day the angel of death will cut this. He'll put a stop over the pleasures of the ears and the pleasures of the nose and the pleasures of the eyes and the pleasures of the tongue and the pleasures of the hands. Then you will make high, high, but it will be too late. So make tawbah, make istighfar, make ruju'il Allah, turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's so much of things Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given that you can enjoy. There are so many halal things that you can eat. There are so many halal things that you can see and have enjoyment in your heart. There are so many halal things that you can touch and still get enjoyment in your heart. And there's so much of halal perfumes that you can smell and get halal and enjoyment in your heart. So why go for that which is haram? Build up these wells inside. Dig up those wells inside. Dig up the well of taqwa inside your heart. Dig up the well of sabr inside your heart. Dig up the well of shukr inside your heart. Dig up the well of zuhd inside your heart. Dig up the well of ibadat and tilawat inside your heart. If you are going to dig up those wells inside your heart, then when the angel of death will cut off these outside sources of enjoyment, you will still go with a heart that is filled with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those are the diamonds that Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali was talking about. I'm just giving you a lengthy explanation. Those were the diamonds that he was talking about. That, oh, you Mughal kings, you will leave behind everything and go. Your thrones, your crowns, your jewels, your gems. And when Waliullah will go, then he will take with him those gems even into the grave. And what are those gems and what are those pearls and what are those diamonds? They are of the marifat and the love and the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he says, dig up those wells now. When are you going to dig that well? After the angel cuts it off. So that is the purpose of these majlises of zikr. We don't say that it is the only thing that a person must do, that come to the masjid, read some tasbih. This is the place where the person repairs the car. He repairs the damage that has been done to the beautiful car that Allah Ta'ala gave, the beautiful body that Allah Ta'ala gave, the beautiful heart that Allah Ta'ala gave, which was pure and clean and white and bright. We have done great damage to this body and soul. So now these majlises of zikr, the person comes back to realization. That is what the whole purpose is. I call these two majlises the majlises of tawbah, the majlises of istighfar, and the two injections that of ruhani, or two ruhani injections, that when the person is going to make so much of tawbah, then inshallah he will get the tawfiq to stay away from all those haram. Then he will still lead a normal life. This I repeatedly say, that don't ever believe a person who tells you that if you become Allah wala, if you get a connection and a taluk with Allah Ta'ala, if you become the beloved of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you get this muhabbat and marifat of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you stay away from haram, then your life will become miserable, your life will become boring. How will you live on the surface of this earth, and especially in the environment that we find ourselves, where there's so much of temptation towards sin, where there's so much of haram, entertainment and pleasures. So your life will become boring. You will become like a fish out of water. You will have no sukoon, no happiness. Miserable life you will lead. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. Who is the giver of happiness? Who is the one that puts happiness into the hearts? It is none but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He can put happiness into the heart, and if Allah Ta'ala wants, He can put misery into the heart in spite of everything that the person possesses. But He can make the person's life miserable. We have seen so many. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who puts that happiness into the heart. So if the person is going to get this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you think he's going to make that person's life miserable? Many times again I have said that don't look at the outside conditions. The outside conditions can be as if the person is in thorns, is in the midst of thorns. There's poverty, there's starvation, he's imprisoned, he's hungry, he's got no clothes, he's got no shelter, he's sick and ill. So those look like all thorns outside. But in the midst of those thorns, the flower blooms. If Allah Ta'ala is happy, then that flower will bloom in the midst of those thorns. There will be happiness there. Gham-proof his heart will become. Just as we have our watches, waterproof. Allah Ta'ala will make the person's heart gham-proof. that the gham will stay outside the heart. It is not going to enter into the heart. Therefore, you haven't heard up till now any waliullah committing suicide. No wali of Allah Ta'ala has committed suicide, no matter what difficult times that the person went through. How many of the walis of Allah Ta'ala, what difficulties they went through. But did any one of them commit suicide? The Sahaba-i Kiram radiallahu anhum ajmain, what kind of trials and hardships? Did anyone commit suicide? And here little things, and I want to commit suicide. As I mentioned in one of my majlises, that normally we'll counsel the person and give a lengthy speech and talk about sabr and talk about tafweez, resigning our will to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But on one occasion, one person told me, "Well, now I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm fed up and I'm this and I'm that and I feel like committing suicide." So I asked him, "What length of rope do you require?" It just came into my mind that instead of giving this person a lengthy speech, I said, "What length of rope do you require? And what time will be the suicide?" So he said, "Toba, toba, toba, no, no, I don't want to." So sometimes that reply helps. But the fact is that little things, little children want to commit suicide. 9-year-old girl writes, "I've been let down by a boy in this school of mine and I intend committing suicide. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." I'm not telling you jokes and I'm not telling you fairy tales. 9-year-old girl. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us hidayat. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when sahabas asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best wealth that we can acquire? If you tell us, direct us, which is the best wealth? In other words, what is the best investment that we can make?" Now, we would have given all the best of investments in the country and in the world. Now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself has given virtues of tijarat and the honest trader, what is his status, and what is the barakat in business and all those things. He has said himself, but here he wanted to divert the attention of the people, that those are necessities for this worldly life. But a Muslim must look beyond that. He said, the best of wealth, afzaluhu lisanun zakirun, that the tongue must be engaged in zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa qalbun shakirun, and the heart making shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And a wife who is an assistant to his deen, a mu'min wife who is an assistant to his deen. Zawjatu mu'mina tu'inuhu ala imanihi. He said, what is that assistance to his iman? Assistance to his iman is that she reminds him of his namaz, of his roza, of his zakat, of his hajj, and of ibadat. And she restrains him and keeps him away from all the haram places, helps him in his deen. Now, if a wife has to do that today, she says, mind your own business. Since when you became a Rabia Basriya of the time, that you keep telling me, get up for fajr, go for namaz. Don't go to the club, don't go to the rave, don't take drugs, don't do this. Now the person gets upset, he's angry and annoyed. Nevertheless, this is a majlis of zikr, so therefore I conclude. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the realization that life is temporary, transitory. It is just a bridge over which we cross into the hereafter. Therefore, we must make an effort to develop our iman, to develop this yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, to develop this trust and muhabbat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, to get such a bond with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Lazzat-e arzi mili, izzat-e daimi gai. Just look at those cases which we read of and which we hear of. Just for a little while of pleasure, what has happened? Lazzat-e arzi mili, izzat-e daimi gai. A little while of pleasure, but permanent respect gone. Rahat-e zindagi gai, lazzat-e bandagi gai. The rahat of a person's life, he was enjoying peace, happiness, satisfaction, enjoying all kinds of ni'mats and bounties, but in that little while of haram pleasure, and the person's whole life becomes a total mess. And then no matter how much tawbah and istighfar you make, after that Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But man doesn't seem to forgive and forget. They will keep pointing a finger. That's the person who did this. That's the person who did that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us realization. May Allah ta'ala give us hidayat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Now this zikr we must have read. Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi personally at Yah must have read it more than 1,000 times by now in this masjid and so many other places and at other times. But still it touches the heart because it's a reflection of our inner selves.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے
Oh Allah, far too long have I remained an absolutely useless person. The only thing that I worried about was my dunya, dunya, dunya. But I didn't try to make this dunya a means of the akhirat. Use the dunya, but make it a means for the akhirat. So I say, Oh Allah, now make me a useful person.
Har dam karu me ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans noon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں
Oh Allah, on your path, everyone else seems to have taken off and they are flying high. We must consider everybody else as having taken off. Some are already on 30,000 feet above, some are 60,000 feet above, some have already landed on the moon and some have gone above that. But Oh Allah, I am like a speck of dust on the ground still. Unable to take off because of my sins. The weight of my sins bring me down flat onto the ground. I make a little bit of namaz, little bit of zikr, some charities, some ibadat, and then I commit so much of sins that it brings me flat onto the ground again. And oh Allah, everyone else in your garden is a beautiful rose, a beautiful fragrant rose. Oh my Allah, the only one that is a thorn amongst the roses is myself. Ya Allah, in this garden of yours, of humanity, of the Muslims and of believers, everybody is a rose. But I am such a thorn that I don't know how much of injury and hurt and pain I have caused with my actions and with my statements.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Raha main bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के, दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं, उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा. Oh Allah, you know how filthy and dirty a condition of my heart is. Malice, greed, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires, jealousy, envy. Which filth is not in my heart? We can cover our bodies with beautiful white clothes, but we cannot conceal the condition of our hearts from our Allah. He watches deep inside our hearts. How are we going to fool our Allah? Whenever Shaitan says that commit the sin, there's nobody watching. At that time, think that that Allah who gave us sight, how can He be blind to our actions? Har dam karun main ae mere bari,
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. But nothing to lose hope. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, very kind, very loving, very caring. Just wants us to turn towards Him with repentance. Therefore He says,
Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho, meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho, meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho. Rahu mein mashghool zikr o taat, bas ab yahi shughl roz o shab ho. Har dam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Many of the listeners don't even have the knowledge of a few words of Urdu language, therefore for their benefit, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Oh Allah, this heart of mine which is filled with greed and with evil passions and desires, this heart which you gave to me to fill with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what have I filled it with greed and with evil passions and desires? Change this heart of mine
the heart which is in negligence, it is sinking in, drowning in the ocean of negligence, indifference towards the akhirah. Ay Allah, badal de. Man has mastered the science of transplant of hearts, as I have said many times. Oh my beloved Allah, change this heart of mine. Transplant a spiritually sound, healthy heart. It's not difficult for you, O my Allah. When you created us, you gave us a pure, clean heart. What is it difficult for you to change it again?
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun. Badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein, suno mein naam tera dhadkano mein. Maza jaye maula dil badal de, maza jaye maula dil badal de, maza jaye maula dil badal de. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلاور اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ. We have extended our begging bowls before you, O my most beautiful Allah. O my most forgiving Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Rahim, Raham Farma, Ay Kareem, Karam Farma, Ay Ghaffar, Maghfirat Farma. O my beloved Allah, we have believed in you as a forgiving Allah. You are our creator, O my beloved Allah. You dearly love your creation, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. O my Allah, we have extended our dirty begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you see into our hearts. You know what the filthy, dirty condition of our hearts is. Our hearts, O my beloved Allah, are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. With all the filth of the world we have filled our hearts. O my Allah, these hearts which you had given to us for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have filled our hearts with all the filth of this world. But oh my beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, this very moment in time you are watching us. You are well aware of every desire that is in our heart. You are well aware of my beloved Allah of the shame and nadamat that is in our hearts. Oh my Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, where do we go if you turn away your glance of forgiveness from us? Ya Allah, we have no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, because of our sins, don't turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling in a pitch black rock, in the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of the ant. Oh Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Oh my Allah, you are even aware of the thoughts that cross our minds. Ey mere pyare khuda, oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, our neighbors. Oh my beloved Allah, the rights of Muslims and non-Muslims. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. Ya Allah, if we have violated the rights of anyone, give us the tawfiq of seeking forgiveness and to returning to any person whatsoever is due to that person. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma, hamare hal par karam farma. We have distanced ourselves from deen. Oh Allah, we have gone far away from you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a result, our lives are filled with anxiety, with worries, with restlessness. Oh my beloved Allah, our hearts are filled with restlessness because of the vices and evils that we indulge in. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the ummah in a state of respect and of dignity, of honor. Ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, that ummah which had enjoyed such status and position, there is no one to pass the hand of affection and love over the head of that ummah anymore. The ummah has become yatim. Ya Allah, we are suffering everywhere in the world, humiliation, disgrace. Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the realization that it is because of our sins and disobedience to you. Ey Allah, bless us with a life of prosperity. Bless us with a life of happiness and contentment. A life of satisfaction. A life of your marifat. Ey Allah, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen in you. Bless us with trust in you. Bless us with faith in you. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with your closeness. Bless us with such love of yours, such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. We have become the slaves of nafs and shaitan. Ey Allah, chain us in the... Oh my beloved Allah, chain us in the chains of your muhabbat. Oh Allah, chain us in the chains of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Free us from every other chain, oh my beloved Allah. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with your marifat. Bless us with the life of tawakkul. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of piety. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of service and khidmat. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Haan wa Allah, we are seeking you from you. You become ours, my Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai. Mere Allah, some people seek certain things, some people seek other things from you. We seek you from you. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Then our homes will give us comfort. Oh Allah, then there'll be barakat in everything. Ey Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ey Allah, don't turn your glance of forgiveness away from us. Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, Oh my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than your creation put together, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the breath that people take in and out, oh my Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks to blow up huge mountains. Oh Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of our sins? Ay mere Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Ay Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, bless all workers of deen with ikhlas. Ay Allah, tamam khidmat ko qabool farma. Ay Allah, kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Ya Allah, open the eyes of the enemies to the beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, we are the ones who have not done our duty. Ya Allah, we have not conveyed the true and beautiful teachings of Islam. Ya Allah, but those who know what Islam is, but they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept, and they will continue bombarding the Muslim Ummah. They will continue causing destruction to the life and the property of the Ummah, whether it is in Palestine or in Chechnya or Bosnia or Kashmir or Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere in the world, oh my beloved Allah. Then, oh my Allah, shake them like you shook the Adens. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Ya Allah, cause their homes to sink deep into the grounds. Oh my beloved Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr, in Uhud, in Khandaq, at the time of Fatah Makkah. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Mere Allah, ab to ummat-e-muslima ki madad farma. Allah, unke haal par raham farma. Ya Allah, we know that we are drowning in the ocean of sins. But Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Look at the blood of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which oozed for the sake of this ummat. Ya Allah, how much of his blood oozed in the battle of Uhud. How much of his blood flowed, oh my Allah, in Taif. His shoes became filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, he was stoned in so many places. The angels must have teared, oh my Allah, watching my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrifices for the sake of the ummat. Ya Allah, he stands whole night in prayer, his feet swells. Ya Allah, that ummat today for whom he cried so much, that ummat for whom he shed so much of tears and blood, that ummat when he is informed is in the casinos, in the discos, in the rave clubs, in the theaters, in the cinemas, watching porn and filthy movies. The ummat missing the salat 5 times a day. Oh my beloved Allah, when he is informed that a few meters away from his Mubarak resting place, the filthiest of music can be heard in those hotel foyers, and the filthiest of films can be watched. Oh my Allah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. And that ummat for whom I was ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years, where the time came that they had to chew leather for survival. Ya Allah, that ummat when it is in sins, when fornication and adultery and cinemas and gambling dens, mere Allah, give us the realization that we are causing injury and pain to that Nabi of yours who spent all his life crying for the ummat. Ay Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day. The angel of death is not going to leave any one of us behind. Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or a disco or a theater or a gambling den or committing adultery or fornication. We don't know where he is going to strike, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't let him find us in some haram action and deeds. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyibah. And the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Ya Allah, let our souls come dancing towards you. Let it be the best day of our lives, O my beloved Allah. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar in Madina, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure from all ailments and diseases, whether they are in hospitals or at homes or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, whether it is spiritual sicknesses or physical ailments, cure us from all our ailments and diseases. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and get them out of their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, save us and protect us from going to the banks and borrowing on interest. Ya Allah, when our homes are going to be on interest, our carpets on interest, our curtains on interest, our stoves on interest, our furniture on interest, the food that we purchase on interest, our cars on interest, then, oh my Allah, how can barakat come into our lives? Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our lives. Ameen. Bless us with halal risk and sustenance. Ameen. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ameen. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ameen. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Ameen. Those who have got children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the parents. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he begged for us. He asked, oh my beloved Allah, for the ummat. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed and prayed for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, with his 124,000 shining stars, each and every one of them, oh my Allah, a shining star. Ya Allah, on that occasion, how much of du'as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. رکنِ ہماری چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا the duas that he made in مطاف the duas that he made under the میزاب رحمت the duas that he made after making نماز in the حتیم the duas that he made at the ملتزم when he attached himself for so long ago my beloved Allah how much tears he shed there that his احرام became wet with his tears Ya Allah for whom was that sinless معصوم نبی praying Ya Allah, for sinful ones like us that we're going to come. Ya Allah, all that he begged for us behind the Maqam Ibrahim after drinking Zamzam on Safa and Marwa at Mina and especially at Arafat. Oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah. From Zuhur till Maghrib, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays and prays and prays for us. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah and on all other occasions, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Ameen. Our wives and children with that goodness, Ameen. The entire ummah with that goodness, Ameen. And protect us and the entire ummah from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection from. Ya Allah, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with good marriage Ameen. Partners. Ameen. Oh my Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين